It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. First, here are some words from our two friends that we'll let you listen in on.
McGee, I watched a little red-haired tyke buying his weekly supply of candy today.
Yeah?
2 cents for licorice whips, a penny for jawbreakers. Oh, he had every one of his pennies carefully accounted for.
Smart kid. Now, when he grows up...
I know. He'll be able to balance his checkbook.
More than that. He'll be able to handle the kind of problem a lot of folks with limited incomes face today. Budgeting for plain, everyday living expenses. And for other important things, too, like life insurance protection.
Well, that's just exactly why the Prudential Insurance Company has those easy-to-budget weekly and monthly premium plans, isn't it?
Yep. With these Prudential policies, folks who have to watch their dollars can make small weekly or monthly payments over the year and still enjoy regular life insurance protection. And for extra protection, these policies have valuable disability and accidental means death benefits.
You can get them for every member of your family in amounts from, a few $100s up to several $1,000s. And to make it really convenient, your Prudential agent calls at your home for the payments.
Yes, and your Prudential agent will be glad to drop around and give you all the details. Just call him.
Mr. McGee of 79 Wistful Vista was appointed a few moments ago to a very important position. He is modestly disclosing the news to a friend right now by phone.
That's right, Ducky. They looked all over town for the exact right man to handle an important job like this, and I don't mind telling you they got him. Me.
You?
Yep. From now on, you may address me as Mr. Chairman of the Elks Club Auxiliary Finances Committee. Fatso?
Kind of a long title to address you by. I think I'll just call you Hey Stupid. Because that's how you'll feel when you find out what the job means.
Your jealous sour grapery don't bother me none a bit, Tremble Tummy. Chairman of the Auxiliary Finances Committee means I got charge of the finances of all the auxiliaries. Like the Ladies Auxiliary, the Young People's Auxiliary, and the... Hey, wait a minute. We haven't got any auxiliaries. Well, what does that job mean, Doc?
You'll find out. So long, Ecknud.
Hey, wait a minute. What you mean, Ecknud?
That's dunce, backwards. And if there was ever a backward dunce, it's you.
don't hang up. Hey, wait,
Now, dearie, what was the good news you yelled upstairs to me a while ago?
Well, by now, I don't know if it's good or bad. Henry Lester, the elk head, or the head elk, phoned a while ago and asked me to be chairman of the new Auxiliary Finances Committee.
Well, congratulations. Sounds wonderful. What does the Auxiliary Finances Committee do?
That's just it. I don't exactly know.
Why don't you call back and find out what the job is?
I'll do better than that, kiddo. I'll drop down there right away and ask Henry Lester in person.
You mean you don't know what the chairman of the Auxiliary Finance Committee does, McGee?
Oh, I got a general idea, of course, Henry. What you want me to do is handle the auxiliary finances. I know that, all right. I just wanted to get the details.
Well, you know we have the regular finance committee to handle dues, assessments, and so forth.
Sure.
But we have another source of cash income that is, too auxiliary to be handled by the main committee. You see?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And that's your job. You are the entire auxiliary finance committee.
Yeah? Well, I'm the whole committee, eh?
And I know you'll do a fine job. Now, here are the keys.
Wow, look at that. Must be 100 of them. Safe deposit boxes, huh? What we got, stocks and bonds, or...
No. Weighing machines.
How's that?
43-penny weighing machines. Got them scattered all over downtown. Suddenly discovered they haven't been emptied since the last chairman resigned 8 months ago.
You mean I got to gallop all over town milking pennies out of penny scales and...
I know you'll do a fine job, McGee. It's for charity, you know.
Huh?
Just take all the pennies you collect and deposit them in the Third National Bank, the Elks Club Little Shavers Fund.
Little Shavers Fund? What you doing, giving razors to midgets with heavy beards?
No. The Little Shavers Fund is to support our summer camp for underprivileged children. 2 weeks every year to send a group of children to...
Well, you call the right man, Henry. You betcha. If there's any kind of people that I think ought to get sent to the country in the summer, it's kids.
Good.
And if you'll send that kid to Mort Toops's for a month, I'll even chip in a few pennies because that kid drives... Well, I'm glad you came along with me, Molly. As this is such a big responsibility, you can maybe be a witness for me.
A witness? You expecting an accident or something?
No, but handling all this money, if anything goes wrong, you can back up my honesty.
I can also help you carry the pennies, which I think you had in mind all the time.
Well, anyhow, here's our first scale, Tootsie.
Good. Do you know where to put the key, I hope?
Uh-oh.
What's the trouble?
Ain't so much where do I put the key, but which key do I put?
Heavenly days, how many do you have there?
About 43, and there are just that many scales. Oh, brother, is this going to be a job, trying to find which key fits which machine. Well, here goes. No, it's not that one. Not number two. I think... Nope, not that one either. Yeah, that's four. Only 39 more to go.
There's more fun with the McGees shortly. Carol, Edna, and Hazel. The three ruthless hurricanes which wrecked so many homes from South Carolina to Maine last fall will be back. They may not visit the same communities. They may not be named the same. But one thing is certain, we can't stop them when they head our way. We can bar the doors and board up the windows and seek shelter. And there's something else we can do. We can continue our support of the Red Cross, which moves in and helps repair damages in the wake of hurricanes. The homeless are sheltered, the hungry are fed, the sick and injured are hospitalized. Homes are rebuilt and refurnished, livelihoods restored. These things we can do in preparation for the return of other hurricanes. So support the 1955 Red Cross campaign for members and funds. It is your way of telling the distressed they are not alone. You are never alone when you answer the call of humanity. So don't forget the 1955 Red Cross campaign, which is now underway.
Ah, boy, is this a chore. I'm tired.
Yes, if I'd known there was so much walking connected with it, I'd never have worn these high heels. There's your next scale in the doorway there.
Yeah. How many we emptied so far?
About 20.
Ooh, that ain't even half.
My goodness, we must have 50 pounds of pennies in the car, and this shoulder bag of mine is popping its straps again.
Well, as soon as I empty this one, we'll dump them all in the car and move up a couple of blocks. Boy, these scales. Wow. Yeah. It's filling my hat up and... Whoops! Dropped one. Did you see which way it...
I say, old chap, did you lose this penny? Or is the penny really lost before it stops rolling?
Yes, thank you. It came out of the scale there.
Then I shall put it back. Oh, dear me, I weigh that much? Basil, old boy, you must cut out those rich desserts. Must stop eating desserts in the homes of the rich.
Boy, there's a character. One like I haven't seen in years. To hear him talk, you'd think he just climbed off his polo pony.
Yeah, but to look at him, you'd know he just climbed out from under a freight train in the railroad yard. Will you look at the spats on him, huh?
Oh, here he comes back again.
Oh, I say, my good fellow, you are in charge of the weight-selling machine, are you not?
That's right, bud. What's the beef?
Oh, no beef whatsoever.
Well, then why'd you come back?
No beef, old chap. Love beef, you know. Have a look here at this bit of a card which came with my weight, huh?
Oh, your fortune. Let's see. It says, you are industrious and thrifty.
Huh?
But you live too Spartan a life. You are due for a big steak dinner tonight.
There you are. In the words of your very own scale, old boy. You do stand back of your predictions, I trust. I didn't invest my money needlessly, did I? What do you plan to do about it, huh?
Oh, now, just a second. That penny belonged to the Elks in the first place, bud.
Come on, McGee. Lock up the scale and let's go.
Your name is McGee?
Yep.
Any relation to my very good friend, Sir Pilchard McGee, who operates a school of herring off the South Irish coast?
No, and furthermore, I don't believe there is such a person.
Oh, really now? Aren't you being a bit of a skeptic?
Look, we're a little busy here, Buster, so if you don't mind...
Well, if you please, old chap, not Buster. The cognomen is Basil. Prince Basil.
Prince? Prince of what?
Of good fellows, my dear boy.
Oh, no.
Look, Baz, old prince, cutting the corny cackle, what's your problem? You need a dime for a cup of coffee, maybe?
50 cents would be closer to the mark, don't you think? Inflation, devaluation of the pound, all that sort of thing.
Give him a quarter, dearie. Here, I'll give him one, too.
Okay. Just this once, though.
Thank you. Remind me to return it next time we meet, old boy.
Yeah, just have your secretary mail it to us, Baz.
By the way, will you and your charming lady join me for a spot of Java? As my guests, of course.
Well, this is a brand new experience for me. What do you say, McGee?
That's one way to get part of our money back. Well, lead the way, Your Highness. I could stand a cup of coffee. In fact, I could stand to sit down a while. My feet are yelling their head off. Ah, boy, it's sure good to get home and get my shoes off.
Yes. I still can't get over that hobo treating us to coffee at our own expense.
Yeah, Prince Basil. Boy, was he disappointed when he found out we didn't own all the scales in town.
Well, I'm glad we got them all emptied for the Elks. 43 scales.
Yep.
Hey, we still have to count all these pennies.
Are you kidding? We take them down to old man McDonald at the bank tomorrow morning and deposit the whole sack.
Good idea. Well, this is a nice thing, all right, but I'm glad we're finished. I'm too tired. Oh, dear. Come in.
Hello there, McGee.
Oh, hi, Henry. Come in, come in. Molly, you know Henry Lester, our grand exalted ruler.
Sure. How are you, Mr. Lester?
Oh, fine, Mrs. McGee. Sorry to bother you like this, but...
If it's about the scales, Henry, we did the whole entire job, Molly and me. 6 hours it took us.
Yes, sir.
Got the total amount right there. Must be 100 pounds of pennies. Was that a job?
Yes, I'm sure it was, McGee, but there was a slight oversight on my part.
Huh?
After you left, I found this other bunch of keys.
Huh?
And we clear forgot about the 50 scales we have over on the north side of the town.
What?
Oh, no. Well, here we go again.
50 more.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. You have a friend and a dependable one, too, who's with you right now and all through the busy day. I mean, of course, your radio, a constant companion you can depend upon for the very best in entertainment. In the mornings, there's Mary Margaret McBride, whose informed commentary covers a wide range of fascinating subjects, from world affairs to household hints, items of interest you'll enjoy hearing in the informal Mary Margaret McBride manner. And morning listening also means Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, who answers questions sent in by you listeners and advises on problems important to all of us. Then in the afternoon, dramatic entertainment with your longtime friends like Just Plain Bill, Stella Dallas, and Young Widder Brown. And dramatic entertainment of a different sort with a new favorite, the engaging daytime serial Hotel for Pets, an unusual NBC feature with an amusing, refreshing theme. Hear it tomorrow. All these and many more, Monday through Friday on NBC.
Fifty more machines to empty. Holy smoke.
This committee of yours has turned out to be quite a thing, hasn't it?
Yep. Well, we won't get any pennies collected sitting here talking about it, Molly. I'll back the car out and get started. But there's one thing I'm going to do first. You know it before I go?
What's that?
Wait till tomorrow. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as Prince Basil and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. Joe Granby played Henry. This is John Wald inviting you back tomorrow night for further experiences of Fibber and Molly with the Elks Club Penny Scales. Good night.
Join the Great Gildersleeve for more fun in Summerfield tonight on the NBC Radio Network.